This is Passport to Texas. What's the most frequent violation Texas game wardens encounter in the field?
That's the hunter education, and it's a preventable one.
Aaron Sims is a Texas game warden.
It's something that's been mandatory for a long time now.
The 70th Texas Legislature made hunter education a requirement back in 1987. Hunters born on or after September 2nd, 1971, must successfully complete the course.
Well, I know how to use guns. I've been shooting them all my life, and why do I have to go through another class? And you know, I'll tell them that's just a very small portion of the hunter education class. The other parts of it is why it's important, why we have these laws, conservation, ethics, something that may not be unlawful, it may be unethical. We have to have respect for the animals when it comes to hunting or fishing.
The Hunter Education Program strives to produce safe, responsible, knowledgeable, and involved hunters.
All we want is them to get compliant. Take the class, learn the good information, and pass it on to your children. If an adult's already certified and they have a young son or daughter that want to go through it, we always encourage them. If you'd like to go sit through the class with them and learn with them, and maybe they can ask you questions because it's more comfortable, and we definitely encourage the parents to attend those classes with their children.
You can find hunter education information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. You can even take online classes. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.